Shelter in Place, Solo Style, by One Blessed Man. Sheltering in place, whether it be from snowstorms or viruses, has a way of increasing certain activities. I imagine there will be many corona babies next year, and maybe folks will catch up on various reading projects that they had set aside in their previously busy routine. As for me, I've been able to catch up on some Marriage Heat community sharing. My home projects are many now, but I have been enjoying the Marriage Heat journey dating back to December 2019. The penmanship continues to get better each time someone posts about a new tryst. Some authors really have the words to transport me directly into action. Recently, while using quarantine time, I've enjoyed some amazing sensual journeys here. I found myself engrossed in the passion of Marriage Heat community participants to the point of some freely invited arousal and solo play. Like recently, while reading tales of world champion blowjobs and ball slapping intercourse, I began feeling a need. Is need too strong of a word? To reach under my shirt and enjoy the moment in another plane of reality. Oh yeah. I began teasing my hard nipples at first, just tickling them with my middle finger, alternating sides. The further along I read, the more firmly I stimulated them. Of course, Mr. Happy struggled, bound up in my shorts. Shouting for attention, he squirmed and pulsated with much vigor. But he would have to wait. Somewhere in the midst of other Marriage Heat lovers fingering wet pussies and hard cocks bumping tonsils, my nipples begged for more, so I raised my shirt, pulled the front over my head, and tucked it behind my neck to provide free access with both hands. Then I placed each hand beside my pec muscles, thumbs adjacent to my nipples. I began flicking my nips with my thumb. Wow, nice. I had to stop reading and savor the moment. Now, my cock had fully come to life. However, there would be plenty of time later for Mr. Happy and the boys. No need to rush. Still, I decided to at least free the beast from the restrictive clothing. So I stood up and with a quick button flick and a lightning zipper flash, I had my shorts on the floor. Oh yeah, much better. My hot cock slowly bounced as it hung in suspension out in front of me, swaying gently with every breath and heartbeat. As I sat back in my office chair, I noticed Mr. Happy oozing his approval. So, I quickly retrieved a towel and spread it under me. Now, set for further action, I resumed working my nipples, alternating thumb, flicking with pinching and tweaking. My engorged cock bobbed in time with my pulse. I read on and soaked up the marriage passion as the author described bouncing tits and vocal exclamations of pleasure and joy, conjuring mental pictures that overlaid my wife and me into a raw action, had me desiring to bury myself deep in her wet cunt and enjoy her usual responses of tender but horny bites wherever she can sink her teeth. Since going balls deep into her hotness wasn't a current possibility, I endeavored to take full advantage of all things solo at that point. I leaned back into my chair and put my feet on the edge of the desk, continuing my readings of Marriage Heat. I found salacious moments of licking her lady place and the sucking of her swollen clit sexually delightful. I reminisced about feasting on my wife's wet and delicious pussy lips. The cutest and most delectable pussy ever. No derogatory misgivings toward any of the awesome ladies here, of course. I'm just into her. Yum. By the time the action transitioned my hungry mouth watering oral to I need your big cock in my pussy, my head was reeling. Pre-cum had created a pool on the floor where my cock hung out past the edge of the towel underneath me, bouncing with pleasure and oozing freely. I tweaked my nipples more vigorously with one hand while the other encompassed my boys and its fingers massage my perineum. After catching some pre-cum, I slid my middle finger rearward for some anal teasing. With cock bouncing, I rimmed my booty hole and tweaked my nipples as I read about a hot, hard cock gently yet intently pumping and dripping wet pussy. As the action turned to wild, abandoned lovemaking, I turned up my own heat. I tugged at my boys and turned my attention to stroking my fat, long cock. The action tossed about my pre-cum and I began to feel small dots of coolness in multiple places. Reading about a wife's legs poised in the air and her husband pulling out and teasing her booty hole with his cock head had me nearing the end of this literary journey. When she took both hands and spread her pussy lips and begged him to go back deep in there, I began stroking my begging cock with increased vigor. Just about that time, the bedroom talk turned to always welcome crescendo. I was near my orgasm as I stroked my cock with one hand and alternated nipple tweaking with anal rimming. As a final rush in, the wife in the story wildly orgasmed with much bedroom cheerleading. Descriptions of a pussy juice-drenched cock headed for orgasm sounded familiar. While about that time, the wife in the story begged for the husband to unload his love juices all over her tits. As recounted, the husband dutifully pulled out of her drenched lady place and moved into position. As the wife lay propped on two pillows, hubby straddled her and stroked his cock. But just then, the wife reached out and grabbed his cock and began to feverishly work his cock for him. The story husband reclined back and propped up with his arms, suddenly with exclamations of extreme pleasure emanating into the heavily sexed up air. Hubby let go, thick, spurt after spurt after spurt of hot cum. As I read about the husband leaning back for the big O, I knew exactly what was coming. Both hubbies were coming, the one in the story and me also. As the words about married sex described extreme sensual pleasure, I found myself stroking my own cock with uninhibited fervor. Then, as I read of him exploding all over his wife's tits, as my wife and I had done many times, my own orgasm erupted in a much-desired crescendo. My abs tightened and my perineum compulsed repeatedly, like a weightlifter pumping iron. Wave after wave of intoxicating ejaculation pulsed through my body. The first most powerful cum shot sprayed all the way to my chest, landing on my right nipple. Wave after wave drained my 10-day reserve. The heat of the thick cum delighted me as numerous spurts coated my abdomen. Just a few days after, I found myself and my hot wife in a similar situation as the couple in the story I was reading. Maybe another story for another day.